FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Let's get to our guest, please. He's Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. Really manly. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. I know you all view me as some erudite and scholarly individual. That has nothing to do with the conversation.
Todd Pyro, good morning, my friend. How are you?
I just want that to play all the time in every facet of my life. That's how much I love. Could you send me that?
Sure.
So that can be like my ringtone on my wife's phone.
You should make that your voicemail open. See? People call, that's what they'll hear. Then they can leave you a message.
Take that, world.
Everybody needs their own open, I'm just telling you.
Fantastic.
Hey, do you use Duke Cannon products?
Oh, can't get enough of the Duke. No, what's Duke Cannon brought up?
I've stumbled across this yesterday. It's a line of men's shampoo and soaps and all that, but it's basically this guy's like some Ron Burgundy type character that they're making, basically poking fun at, and just talking about how you can buy news anchor pomade and have your hair look as good as news anchors.
Well, then I must get it.
You must have
like
some
now.
Of this stuff. It's
Where
fantastic.
Is it made out of? While you talk, I'm going to look at this on the internet.
You need to look it up. And here's the great thing about it. I went and bought some yesterday, and I'm not advertising for them. I'm not making any money off of it. It's a little bit of a high-end product in terms of price. I went to CVS and found it there, but they make shave gel, and they make pomade for your hair if that's what you're after, and it's funny stuff. And a portion of all the proceeds go to benefit veterans. So that's the great thing about it, right? Free shipping on orders.
I'm for it right now.
I know. See, you've got to get some of that. For your trenches and everything. Bloody knuckles, it's just fantastic.
For my beard?
For your beard when you grow one, see?
I have one now. I haven't been at work since Friday. They gave me yesterday off, and it's unclear what today is going to be. I'm supposed to do a shoot at a water park, but if you've paid attention to the weather on the East Coast, and I'm sure you've been glued to it, we've had a little rain.
Yeah, and no power. Were you without power up there?
We went in and out for a while, but parts of our area are out. That just make you nervous that this is what a little storm can do. What can the Russians do?
Right, exactly. And which we'll hear more about tomorrow during the Mueller testimony,
right.
No doubt, right?
Right.
That's coming. Are they going to put you in a diner in Washington, D.C. in expectation of the Mueller testimony?
Mark, I thought they were.
Really? Yeah.
And that's what last week's diner was supposed to be. I think we talked about this briefly last week. That's what last week's diner was supposed to be, but then they moved the Mueller testimony to this week, and they didn't reschedule the diner, so I am merely a pawn in the game of life. I go where they tell me to go, and they're not doing a diner tomorrow or the next day. So we move on.
Well, the whole thing starts kind of early tomorrow. That's a little bit of a surprise, too. So I'm sure that's affecting things at the network level as well.
Yeah, look, I think tomorrow would have been out because, from what I understand, Brett and Martha are taking over, and they're probably taking over at the start, or if not a half an hour earlier. So they're going to be running point during the testimony, but that would free up the next day. However, we're not doing it the next day. So again, I will go, I will do what I'm told, and I will smile, and I will wear my Duke Cannon hair product.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not even quite sure why I brought up Duke Cannon stuff to begin with, except that I saw the video that they did for this guy, and I love things like this. I thought it was just hilarious. Listen to this open for the product. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
Duke Cannon hails from a simpler time. A time when the term handyman was redundant. A time when chivalry and patriotism weren't considered old-fashioned. The time when you never put the word salad next to bar.
Oh, my God.
We value things like hard work and family and
I know
bacon.
Their products aren't for me, but I really think that's hilarious.
Are you going to start wearing some Duke Cannon products yourself?
I got it. Yeah,
maybe
no
they
kidding.
Need to branch out a little bit.
You're going to come in the studio tomorrow
with a beard,
smelling like and trees and dirt.
Oh, boy.
That's funny.
It's great marketing. I said to somebody, I don't know if the products work or not, but it's like Jack Daniels. They've got the marketing down pat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, from what I've been told, Jack Daniels works.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Enough of it. Put you in the right frame of mind anyway. Hey, Todd, I saw this story this morning, and I just wanted to get your opinion on it since you actually, do you consider yourself a New Yorker now?
No.
You don't? You haven't adopted it?
I'm all Jersey.
Okay.
I live in Connecticut, work in New York, and spend most of my adult life in California. I'm Jersey because I left when I was 18.
I saw a story this morning, and I'm trying to, I don't, if it was, I'm trying to remember what the source was. Maybe it's the Miami Herald, that wealthy New Yorkers are ditching the city's high taxes for Miami. And Miami is now targeting ads to New York City to get people to come down there because the taxes and everything else have gone up so much in the city.
I mean, have you been to Miami? I went down there for the debates. It's great, you know? Not as much traffic. Hot all the time, not just in summer. Good food. It's beautiful. You know, the Miami's problem is it's potentially going to disappear in 50 years when the water, you know, overtakes part of that area. But for now, have at it. It's great. And, you know, the problem with New York is you know, you are getting taxed every which way from Sunday, and they just want to increase it more to pay for their programs. And you know, if you have that much money, and percentage-wise, that much more is going to go to the government, and, you know, you're not tied to New York for any particular reason, business or otherwise, Florida makes sense. And I don't know if they necessarily mean the high rises in Miami. They could mean Miami proper. Look, you can get a really nice place in Miami proper with your New York money.
Sure.
On the water with a boat. A heck of a lifestyle.
It's pretty amazing. It says here that one of the advertisements they're using to target people up in New York is that they estimate that somebody making $100,000 is not a lot in New York City, but that you might save $20,000 in taxes in a year in Dade County compared to New York City. That's stunning. Is somebody making $1 million a year could save $225,000 a year in taxes in Dade County? I mean, why anybody would continue living in New York, I guess, is pretty stunning.
I mean, well, look, you have to also keep in mind, you don't necessarily get the exact same salary in Miami that you would in New York for certain jobs. But if you're one of these venture capitalist hedge fund people, you can sort of do that from anywhere. I look at the law, for example. The rates in Florida are going to be less than the rates in New York, so you're going to make more money in New York. This migration to Florida is not new. I mean, old people have been doing it from the tri-state area for years.
Hey, I just since we're talking about New York, I brought up this story this morning, this video that's kind of gone viral of some some New York City police officers having water poured over their heads by people when they responded to a call up in Harlem. Is that a big story up there this morning?
It's growing. Yeah, I've seen it a lot on the social media myself, and it just underscores the danger that our first responders, police, fire, EMTs face when they go to a call. Because, I mean, gosh, it's sad that we have to say this, but cops, firefighters, and EMTs now need to consider their own safety when they go to help people, presumably in a state of danger on their own. Obviously, if a cop's going to a shootout, he or she knows, you know, I got to have my guard up. But if a firefighter goes to a fire where he wants to help save grandma and kids inside and then gets attacked, that's horrible. If an EMT is going to save somebody who's having a heart attack and then they're attacked, I mean, it just makes you shrug your shoulders and say, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is that if people look at the video, we've got it up on our website at 971talk.com. If you look at the video, the officers are being taunted. They're being challenged to respond, and they just turn their back and walk away when somebody pours a bucket of water over their head. The police officers union up there has been out talking about it. They're kind of blaming de Blasio for the whole thing.
Mayor sets the tone.
Yeah.
The mayor sets the tone. And, you know, if you come out and part of your campaign platform, not to mention your acts while you're in office, are anti-cops in many ways. And obviously, when there's a funeral, he offers to go. But, you know, aside from that, it's not very, let's support our men and women in blue. And if that happens, I mean, that sets the tone.
Yeah, very, very true. Well, that's one of the big stories coming out of there for sure. Todd Pyro, listen, my friend, it's always great having you on. Next time, I expect to see you on the air there on Fox and Friends. I expect your hair to be larger because of your new Duke Cannon product.
Darn right. Duke Cannon, it's a way of life. It's America. I just gave him a new slogan.
It's America. It's true. Very, very true. All right, buddy. Thank you. We'll get that that Todd Pyro show open in the email to you. How about that?
Oh, spectacular.
We'll send it to you. Let's play it one more time. Can we hit it again? Just so America.
This is Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. Really manly. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. I know you all view me as some erudite and scholarly individual. That has nothing to do with the conversation.
Good stuff, Todd. We appreciate you. Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.